Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Good evening, people. Welcome to Grunt Tank Wednesday. I want to wish everybody a happy Wednesday. And to furthermore not prolong the time, here we're going to jump right on up into the here tonight. One subject coming up that's been real popular, I think, this race that's coming up, December 15th over in Bradenton, Florida. I've been hearing a lot of talk for the couple races stuff been brewing. I'm hoping a few people that's in the Florida area, anybody that's planning on going to this race this weekend, can come on now and kind of give us a little update. Or are you still planning on making a trip down to Florida? Or do you have any races or anybody you want to call out to make a call? So if this time here, we can take the moment to open the lines up for someone to come on and kind of chime on about the race in Florida this weekend. I know Custom Hutton mentioned something about two or three races he had, but are there anybody else out there that that has races locked in or going to look for a race or something? At this time now, we open your line up for you to come out and kind of express your views. That's the upcoming race this weekend, Bradenton. We're opening the lines up for anybody that want to make a call out. I want to give some type of description of the race. Okay. Well, we're going to move along. The next race after then probably is going to be the Fat Tuesday event. Which is going on in State Capitol Raceway. That's going to be February the 23rd. Do we have anybody? Well, before I get into that, we're going to open up line 5051. Your mic is open.
It's just Neil. What's that?
Hey, what's going on, Neil?
Not much, man.
Had some fun this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, man. It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. I didn't think that many people threw up.
So you had a good bike count?
Yeah. It was weird, too, because it wasn't even, like, advertised.
Sometimes those are the best times to go when you don't really plan for no event or whatever. Just a few people show up and just go on and get it on.
Yep. It was cool. Pop was out there talking shit. We had a good time.
Yes, indeed. So, man, the weather is over there. Is it cold?
It's cool, but it's nice out today. It was really nice.
Oh, really?
It's got one more day to crack on open Friday, so the last time.
Oh, is that the last day in the year?
It'll be the last in the year for the quarter mile track.
Okay. What about HMP? Is it going to open? Be open year round, or is it?
It's going to open the week before Martin Luther King weekend.
Okay.
So I think that's like the 8th. Or I don't know what Sunday that is, that Friday or Sunday.
Right.
The weekend before that.
I was reading something today, too, about the, what is it, Evendale track over there?
Yeah.
It's closing?
Yeah, I haven't been there in a year, so. But I guess the guy ain't making no money, so he got to shut it down.
Okay. Man, that's what up under the back door, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't been there in a minute.
Really? Okay.
Because, I mean,
well,
you know.
Is it down at more close to Houston, or is that the one close to Dallas?
It's closer to Houston. It's right outside Houston, right? Like,
okay.
Off the field, kind of.
Okay. Is that the track that they said that will pull the tires for something from running the rim? It hit so hard.
I don't know about all that.
Okay. It was a track they were telling me about down. Okay. Well, what has JP and the crew been doing down there?
Huh?
I said, what has JP and the crew been doing down at Wait?
He just been helping me with my bike.
Okay.
They ain't really been doing much of that. Nobody really don't want to race, so.
I understand that. Yeah, hold for 1 minute here. We got another caller. 3609. Your line is open. 3609. Your line is open.
They don't want to say that.
I see that. 3609. Your line is open. Okay. Well, I know you don't want to tell your recipe, but are you going long or anything with your bike, or you just basically making changes?
Mine?
Yeah.
Man, mine is stock. I'm just going to leave it like it is. I'm going to buy something else, probably.
Okay, I got you.
Because everybody wanted to because it was stock. But then still didn't want to rent.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yes, sir. So this Martin Luther King race, is that like a grudge thing, or the classes or something?
It's a car race with, like, grudging, and I think they had one car class.
Okay. I got you. Let's see. We got another caller. It's 0143. Your line is open. 0143. Your line is open. Okay, they don't want to. And that's what, January the 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. I may try to make it down to that.
A lot of people usually come to it because it's the first weekend, that it's the second weekend that's open, they can get some testing in, you know?
Okay. Because from what I hear, it's a nice, large event, I think, that
last,
be described.
Last year we put a thing together. It was Texas versus Dallas. I mean, Houston versus Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
During that race, but, you know.
I understand. So you thinking about running in the heavy hitter class up there in February, or are you going to leave that alone? Or?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Okay.
You know, I'm a nobody compared to all the big name guys. I want to keep it.
Yeah. I got you. Got another caller here. Let's open up the line and see. 9709.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Chachi.
What's going on, Chachi?
What am I speaking with?
This is Chris from Evangelo.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Man, I can't do it. What's going on with you?
Hey, can't wait to come see you down in Louisiana in February, man.
I heard that. As long as they don't put you on those neck bones and all that stuff, man, you may be good. But I don't know if Big State already gave you some neck bones and stuff.
Just yeah, me and my wife coming down, trying to support your event. You know what I mean, with Big J.
Okay.
Looking for a hotel. You know what I mean. So I think I'm going to go with one more to casino so me and my wife could stay down on Friday, and then we're going to come to the event on Saturday.
Okay. There's actually another hotel, and when this show is off, I either forward the information to Big J, either may PM it to you, but this is where we always stay when we go down. It's a nice setup, too.
Okay.
Not too far away from the track, maybe about 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it looks like I'm flying at the BTR. And then what's that highway 10 to 190, right?
Right.
So I was trying to look on 190, but like I said, I'm not from that area, so I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Right.
And somebody had said the Marriott is near the water. Was that the Mississippi River?
Right. Actually another division that's about 5-10 more miles down the road that I'll actually put you on. That pretty much a lot of guys will probably be staying at. So, I'll exchange that information with you later on tonight. Either have Big J to forward to you.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I was going to go cheap, then I started reading the reviews online. You try to go like $40, $50, $60 hotel, and you read the reviews, and you're like, I'm not staying in that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand. you don't want to do that.
But
not saying anything bad about Elizabeth and that, but no, you definitely want to. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Saying that to you and play for the other end, but I'd rather be, in the other area than that. But, yeah, what I can do is definitely get that information to you, though.
You got to remember, the wife is coming with me, so, what I mean? So.
Yeah, I got you. So this will be your first time in Louisiana,
huh? Yeah, I was in Mississippi.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I was going to go to the Fat Tuesday race.
Right.
Well, something like that,
Yeah.
I stayed with Drake, and King of the Coast.
Right.
And, my man was the best, man. He treated me like gold, Big J came down. I was with Ike Turner,
Right.
I was like, Knee Dragger, came down to see me,
Right.
So I had a real good weekend. Unfortunately, it rained that weekend.
Yeah.
But, man, I was drunk, boy. They barely let me back on the plane. But when Big J told me about this event, I tried to do My Rock last year. I did the Maryland, I got caught up with so many the My Rock races and things. And things are going on, so everything's a lot better. And I said, with Big J coming down, I said, listen, I got to help you guys out, at least support,
Right.
So I was booking the ticket, and my wife's like, where are you going? And she's over here with me right now. She's like, what are you talking about, And I said, you want to go? She goes, yeah, I want to go. So I booked her, too,
Oh, okay.
But
well, you're not, the bird that you had on the cycle bike, you're not bringing it or anything. Well, that was just a joke.
No, actually, no bullshit. Yo, he's on my shoulder right now. I love my bird,
I heard that.
Oh, man. Actually, I had called Ricky Wood, and I told him to come on the show, so we could start battling, but I guess he didn't call in,
Okay.
But, I'm a big shit talker, But it's all in fun with me,
I know.
It's all good with me. You saw the videos of me and Trey and, and Berlin Law and, But, I went to a lot of tracks, and people were like, oh, Chachi, we know you for years, man. We saw your videos. People come up to me, And I'm like, but they all know I'm a good guy, and it's all, like I said, it's all in fun,
Oh, yeah, you got to have some fun in it.
Yeah. You can't take that away from me, If you take it to that next level, it's not worth it, Chris.
Right. Definitely right about that. Definitely right.
I met a lot of good guys at the track. I know they come on your show and everything.
Right.
Alex Bud, he's a funny motherfucker, boy.
Yeah.
CJ's a great guy,
He's normally right. peeks in about 30, 40 minutes into the show. I guess he wants to make a grand. I don't know if he waits, like Custom Cook waits for the first person to come on, but he normally chime in later on in the hour.
Yeah. I never met Custom Cuts, you know what I mean? And I could just see he's a funny guy.
Right.
You know, no matter what people say about him on Psycho Bike, but they shouldn't take it to that level either.
Right.
You know what I mean? He is a racer, and he does his thing, and, you know, from what I can read upon him, you know what I mean?
Right.
But,
Yeah, he's supposed to be that too. I mean, he has about two, maybe three races lined up too, so it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun, because one race, I think he was talking of racing a Pro Mod bike, and I think the bike's supposed to give him one or something, so I'm kind of anxious to see how that race turned out.
Yeah.
And I think it all started when he called the guy overweight or something, so those guys kind of attacked him pretty bad, so I think I'm sure y'all going to be back on tonight, so we just have to see. But normally the first hour is kind of, I guess, get acquainted, and then the second hour gets kind of right of that, so if you don't have anything to do or whatever, we just tell you to just continue to stay on as long as you can, man, because you get some funny stuff going on here sometimes.
I'll be blowing bubbles in 10 minutes. See, I'll be drinking since 4 o'clock, man. You know, that's my trademark, you know?
So who is the biggest drinker between you and Alex? Who can last the longest?
What's that?
Between you and Alex, but like for his drinking beer.
You mean Bud Bruma?
Yeah, Bud Light. No, Bud Light. I'm talking about for his drinking beer. I'm trying to see who can last the longest for it without getting drunk the first.
Well, I don't know, because we all drink all day. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, I got you.
It's kind of hard. You know what I mean? It depends on the day, though. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
It would be interesting, but yo, Ricky Wood.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker be cracking at 7:30 in the morning, man. Yo, I mean, I usually start, like, even at the track in the afternoon, you know what I mean? Normally, every day I start, like, 5 o'clock, you know what I mean? I'll drink it for a couple hours. Like, that's my
right.
new mood. But Ricky Wood, that motherfucker be cracking them fucking 7:30 in the morning. He be driving in drinking that shit. I'm like, oh, no, hell no, you know what I mean? So he
can
go
all day.
Yeah, he can go all day. Now, Alex Bud Light, that motherfucker, he always has two in his pocket, so he'd be drinking like crazy. So, you know, he's a drinking motherfucker too. But the last race I was at in Maryland, I was like, yo, Alex, you drink, what's going on? You want a beer? He goes, no, I think he may have got drunk the night before, so he wasn't drinking that much, you know what I mean? So,
right.
But it depends on the day. You know, we all do our good fair drinking, you know what I mean?
Okay,
but I would say between everybody at the track,
mm-hmm.
it's me, Alex, and Ricky, and Ultra.
Okay.
All Ultras be drinking them Ultra things. They cook the mean fish, though. You heard about that shit, right?
Man, we may have Ricky on here. I see two hands going up, so I'm going to open up the line here for 1 second. 5041, your line is open.
Nah, that's me. Motherfucking Chachi can't drink with nobody.
Who's that?
Who the fuck you think it is?
Man, you sound familiar, man. Yo, I've been drinking my Budweiser. You know I can't fucking know no voices. What's up?
I made you famous, bitch.
You mean you made my... Do you win?
What's
me.
Up, dog?
What's up, brother? I saw that thing you had on Las Vegas. You want to Vegas, brother?
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I wish I could help you out in some sort, but the Flamingo is nice, like that guy posted, you know what I mean? But there's so
I got
many
a
fields
spot.
Out.
I got me a
good.
Spot.
Good, man. Yo, I missed you last year. I didn't go down to the Rocks, but I will
definitely.
And
I didn't come to Maryland last year either.
And you didn't go to Maryland last fucking 4 years, you dick.
Oh, fuck that place. I hate to drive, man, but I'm thinking about coming down to that race in Louisiana just to support Jay.
Really, yeah, you know, I will definitely be down in the Rock the first race, man.
But tell your wife, man, be easy, man, because I'm gonna be a little bit jealous. You done brought your bitch with you to the track, man. I'm used to you being my girl.
Hey, yo. Hey, what about my bitch, Trey?
Man, we ain't messing with you. You got a new crew. We old school to you. You don't want nothing to do with us. We beat the fuck out of you and brother-in-law out of so much money. You felt like you had to get with somebody that you might be able to win some of your shit back.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, we were one race down.
You and fucking brother-in-law got this one race deal, and you think just because the motherfucking year's gone by, people forgot, bitch. Remember you forgot to put the bike in gear. Remember you didn't put oil in the motherfucker. All kind of shit.
Hey,
two races right
you,
there, you
damn. Who was lucky you bailed out at the right fucking time because we took all your goddamn fucking money.
You still ain't been fast. Ain't Ricky and Jumbo about tired of beating y'all motherfuckers, too?
Shit. Yo, Jay.
We love people like y'all, though, Chachi, because it's people like y'all that support our racing habit.
Yes. Hey, it's all good, G. You know that, man. I'm just glad you're doing okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hadn't heard from you in a while. You got all that stuff straight?
Yeah. I was not guilty on all charges.
All right, good deal.
Just in case anybody's listening, fucking assault and all the bullshit, you know, I try to run the motherfucker over, you know what I mean? So,
Chris, what the fuck with that? You got to be careful what you say now. What's going on in y'all's neck of the woods, boy? Y'all got bad police and all kind of shit down there, don't you?
Nah, we're doing good over here.
Y'all got all kind of crazy shit going on down there, don't you?
Well, that's up north of us. I didn't know anything about it until I read that article on Psycho Bike.
Ain't that 187 Hitler dude? He rolls with the Dream Team, don't he?
I believe so. Well, I don't know if
he was rolling tight with the Dream Team for a minute.
Yeah, that's some messed up stuff.
Oh, that was the guy who ratted on everybody, right?
Right.
Oh, shit. We don't need no motherfuckers like that, boy. I don't like no rats.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read that. I didn't think Psycho Bite was the place for it, but I read it, you know, just like everybody else. But, you know, bad part about that is everybody knows what I did for a living. You know, everybody knows I used to be the police. I mean, I'm proud of what I did. I'm not ashamed of anything I did. People try to exploit you in this game because you might be the police. And there's a lot of people in our community, in our Psychobite family, that people never know that are the police, that are active members on there, and that are good people.
Well,
I agree
with...
But
why would you be a bad person if you're a police officer, G?
Do what? I don't know, Chachi, what I'm saying is some people like to exploit that. Oh, you the police, but, you know, who gives a fuck? But my thing
about
it is...
Because they're fucking doing something wrong themselves.
Well, I say this. That goes, I'm not going to post this on Psychobite because I don't want to get into no pissing contest. But, you know, bottom line is, you know, we all know that a lot of people can do the crime that they can't do the time, you know. So when you get into this, I've seen several comments out there on Psychobite talking about there's no honor in the game anymore. Well, where in the fuck is there honor in committing a crime no matter what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, criminal being a criminal is not a motherfucking game. And there's no honor in being a criminal, period. So, you know, it just, you watch. And I do believe that, you know, if something doesn't involve you, you should probably keep your fucking mouth shut, you know.
Right.
And I don't know about, I'm not going to make any comments about people snitching and stuff like that. I mean, because I'm just going to keep my mouth shut about it. However,
right.
You know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round, guys. And, you know, you don't know, all you know is that guy told on a bunch of people. You don't know the circumstances around it. You know, you don't know what happened. You know, I've seen situations where, you know, people really had no other choice short of, I've just seen some weird situations. And we don't know. Just people should really stop and think about it before passing judgment. If you don't have anything to say, just keep your mouth shut.
Right.
You know, that goes for both sides of the fence. The guy who actually did all the telling and the people who were actually passing judgment on the guy who did the snitching.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you just, yeah. I just, you know, I was like, holy crap, man, that's a big deal down there, man.
Yeah,
that's why I said, listen, innocent before proven guilty.
Well, that's not how it works, though. You know, that's how it's supposed to be. But
if you look at me, well, I'm going through 2 years of this aggravated assault charge, right?
Yeah.
And I never touched the guy, but he was claiming that I hit him with the fucking plow. And look what happened. That, you know, not guilty. And you know, anybody laughing like fucking Tashi, we know you hit that motherfucker with your plow. My wife was in the car, and she had a harassment charges against her. But like I said, I didn't fucking hit the guy. So, you know what I mean? I went through a lot of shit the last 2 years, man. So I'm just glad it's over with, and it cost me a lot of fucking money and lawyer fees, and that's what hurt my race season last year, you know what I mean?
Well, we all had to run that motherfucker over with a plow anyway, because the money that he cost you in motherfucking attorney fees cost us in goddamn food we didn't get to eat.
But yo, Possum said he fed your ass.
Yeah. But look, gentlemen, I got to get off here, man. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. I just thought I'd stop in and see. Got you holler at me, baby.
All right, G.
All right, guys.
Okay, G. Cut, we got another number here. We're going to open up the line, 6939. Your line is open.
What's going on, man? It's Big G.
What's going on,
Who?
Big J?
Big
Not
faggot?
Much, man.
What?
That big faggot?
What?
What?
Man, what till I see you, man?
What? Bat?
Bat.
What's up, Jay?
Nothing much, man. Sitting here at work.
Yeah, yo, you got a good job if you're on the fucking phone bullshit with us.
Pretty much.
Jay, you were talking about the hotel, man.
Have you fed him some turkey necks before? So I was telling him, I said, man, if he get down here and get a hold to him, I said, it's going to be all over for him.
He ain't ready, man. He ain't ready. I told him I'm going to have something special for him, man.
Hey, listen, yo, this ain't no bullshit. I already booked the flight, man, so I'm coming down regardless. But, Jay, like I told you, man, I'm going to book a nice hotel for me and the wife, you know what I mean? We're coming down,
okay.
And you would say something about Friday night, you know, if you want me to come down on the track, let me know, you know what I mean?
Nah, you can pretty much chill Friday, man.
I think Saturday is a big event, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna probably just go out Friday, and dial my bike in myself, and that'll be it. I'll probably go. I'll tell you what I might wind up doing is if we have time, I'll take you and your wife out to dinner. My wife will probably be with me. We'll take y'all out and get some seafood or something, man.
On Friday.
Yeah, Friday night.
What time is that?
I'm coming to you, God, dog. I want some seafood.
Who's this?
Yeah.
That's Neil.
What's up, man?
Who's
What's
that?
Up, man?
We'll do a little group thing then, man.
Yeah,
who's
if it's me, I'm involved.
Yeah.
I got to move.
Who's that, Jay?
If I was going to participate,
That's
I got to get back.
Yes, indeed. It's pretty quiet tonight on the phone, man. Well,
Chachi, I'm a nobody. Don't worry about me.
No, who's that? Who's that, man?
This is Neil.
Neil, man.
I'm a nobody. Fat boy.
Neil?
Yeah.
Fat boy?
Nah. My name on Psychobike. I don't remember what my name is on Psychobike. I had so many screen names.
Are you been getting banned a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, you're going down, right?
Hell yeah, I'm going.
All right, so I'll meet you, man. You know, it'd be nice to meet other Psycho Bike members, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I'm a nobody, too, trust me.
No, you're not a nobody. You all over the internet, on videos, everything.
Oh, God. That's what everybody tells me, you know, but you know what? Listen, man. I'm the coolest guy you ever want to meet, because you know what? Whether I met you once or I met you 1,000 times, I'm cool with you, man. And
well,
Big J
cool.
would tell you that.
Because I'm cool, too.
That's why, listen to me, that's why I'm coming all the way from New York, New Jersey area to support this race with Chris and Big J.
Yeah,
you know, they're good guys. They done rocking him, so I'm be there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one, man.
There's gonna be a lot of surprises.
I gotta get motivated and get my motor off of my bike, man. I hadn't took that damn motor off yet.
Okay, leave it broke so I can get past you in the first round.
Ooh, man, no, I can't do that, man.
So you a heavy hitter too?
Yeah.
How much?
How much do I weigh? 244.
Okay.
I really do. I'm gonna have to rent a bike for the weekend.
There you go. You know you don't have no problem getting a bike.
It's going down.
Yes, we may have another heavyweight here. We're gonna open up the line. 1948. Your line is open.
Yes, sir. You do have another heavyweight.
What's going on?
What's going on, Big J?
What up, man? Who's there?
This Cram One.
What's going on, man?
Quiet One?
That's what I'm talking about.
Representing Midwest.
No, I ain't
coming
much
down
going
the
on.
Race, Big J.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We're going to have a little fun, man.
I know we talk a little bit on Facebook a little bit.
Yeah, man.
I plan on flying in there like that Friday evening.
All right, that'll work.
Hopefully I get to throw my leg over something.
Oh, that ain't no problem. We'll have a bunch of them there.
No, I got one. We put them together up here, but the guy's supposed to come get it. I'm going to make a couple shakedowns for him.
All right. I never looked to see how them fellas was going to feel with me doing the heavy hitter competition and then getting in it. I don't know if it's not nobody going to say nothing about it. I'm going to get in it myself.
No, we want to punish you too, dog. You got to get in.
Yeah.
We punish you for everybody.
Hey, you know, we a limited species, so everybody got to get in.
That's what I'm talking. I think there's more big guys out this with than little small ones, though, man.
Yeah. We can kind of spread out, you know, like I showed you. I told you about eight of us up here in the Midwest. And there's a ton of them probably down in the South, too.
Yeah. How many of y'all coming down, man?
Just me so far.
Just you? All right.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from?
Indiana.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yo, my name's Chachi.
What's up, Chachi? I'm Cram One.
Say it again?
Cram One.
Okay, good. Nice to meet you, man. I hope to see you down there,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It should be a nice time, man.
We definitely need the rock. I'll probably make a couple of rock races, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you
I'm going to be my feelings.
Have you been to rock before?
I went to the rock years ago, back in the early 2000 era.
Okay. So this is your first time back, then?
Right.
Okay. So
we kind of settled down a little bit. You know, we slowed down and just started making a lot of the closer races, you know. But I'm about to get back out there and start traveling a bit more.
Okay, good. You got a flight already?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
This may be the night for heavy hitters. We're going to go on and open up a few more
lines. I was hoping that Cecil would be on here tonight.
We got about 5. I don't know. He late time. Let's see if I can find him here. 5152. Your line is open. 5152. Your line is open.
Yeah, I won't say nothing.
Don't be shy.
Okay, 1592. Your line is open.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Good. All right. Who's this?
Tuner Racer.
Who?
Tuner Racer.
What's happening, Walt?
What's up, Walt?
How's it going?
What's up, man? It's Big J, man.
I figure if the heavy hitters are on, I might as well jump on.
That's what I'm talking about.
You still coming
right
down, man?
I don't know. I want to, but I just don't want to. Same old stuff we posted about.
Man, you in, man. Don't worry about it. We I changed the minimum weight to 230. So you'll be able to make that. That's no problem.
So I just don't know if I can keep up with you guys.
Was that tuna racer? Was that big fish eating everybody?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's him.
What's up, tuna race, Chachi?
How's it going, Chachi?
How you doing, man? You coming down there?
Oh, so far I am. I just don't know if I'm going to end up racing in the class or just come have some fun.
No, okay, man, you're going to be in the class.
Listen, y'all, I'm not racing, but I'm going to have some fun.
Man. Well, guys, we've got several more people here. We're going to go on and open up the line. Like I said, this may be tonight up to Heavy Hitters. 3459. Your line is open. 3459, your line is open.
Hey, Jay.
What's up? What's up?
What's happening?
What's up? Who's there?
It's Dwayne.
Right?
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne, what's up? What's up, man?
Not much. I just wanted to say hello to Neil. See how
you're
doing.
All right,
So that's not just a bad ass, right?
Yeah, that's
me, Chachi.
No, you motherfucking $370, bitch.
Shut up, leprechaun. Hey, don't you got a show to do this Christmas? Hanging around Santa Claus?
Hey, you think I'm getting all my money, man?
Hey, Chris.
What you say?
The Turbo Band is trying to get in 5105 or 5102, something like that.
Okay, 5105. Let's see.
Hey, Neil.
Yo.
Hey, how you been?
Man, I've been good, dog. Doing the same thing, you know me.
Yes, sir.
3105. 3105.
Okay. Tell me his line is open. 3105, your line is open.
Hey, what's happening, Big Turbo?
What's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. What's going on with this race?
Oh, man, we're going to do it, man. You going to bang it out?
Yeah, so I need to lose about 40 pounds, though.
No, man, we're gonna run two classes from 230 to 270, and then we're going to do an unlimited one from, you know, from 271 on up. No, you know, no limit on the weight on that.
Oh, if you need that feed, I need to gain 5 pounds.
Yep, if you're right in the middle, go either way.
Yeah, I'm about 265 right now.
Yep, there you go. If you come in at 271, you're in the big man class.
Yeah, they might get a point. I really need them going up high, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how much response you been getting, Jay? How many people looking to come down so far?
A whole lot, man. What we wanted to do was, I didn't want to, some guys wanted to pot, you know, like to buy in a little cheaper, but then I wanted to make it worthwhile for guys like Walt and Big Rob and Big Dan. You know, you got guys coming from long distance. So I put it at $200 entry, and it's going to pay out. It's going to be a total payout on that, you know.
How many places y'all entry?
There's going to be a $200 entry.
Okay.
Yo, Jay.
Yeah.
If you want, if you find something, whatever class it is, I'll sponsor like $250.
That'll work, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like reaction time or you tell me, but I'll sponsor $250, man.
That'll work. I'll tell you what we might do with that. We might do that with either the heavy hitter or the super heavy hitter. We'll get together on it.
Yeah. Just let me know. You know, like I said, me and my wife are going down.
Because I was going to sponsor the super heavy hitter class myself, too.
Hey, Jay, how many places y'all looking to pay in that class?
Initially, we're going to do, you know, a first place. And in the second place, second place is going to get the $200 back on the entry fee.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You at least get your money back, but we'll see. We'll see how it works. Wanted to get that, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to take off the whole pot.
Hmm?
We got to be stock wheel this class.
Chris, you want to answer that one?
Well, the stock wheel base class, we're going to make an announcement for us with the stock wheel base. We're going to see what kind of bike count we have. And we kind of go from there. But the plans are to have a short wheelbase. You said stock wheel? Yeah, stock wheelbase plans.
Yeah.
We had it on the flyer first and then decided to take it off. But like I said, we'll make an announcement, and I may do a remix something of the video clip and put it out there before the end of this month maybe, and kind of put the short wheelbase kind of back on now. But as of now, yeah, we do have plans of having a short wheelbase. We just have to see what kind of bike count we have.
So, Big J, it's only bikes or cars?
Huh?
It's only bikes or cars?
It's all bikes.
All bikes. I will go to your website. If you see all bikes.
Yeah, a lot of background noise.
Yeah, two more cars
coming out there. So no slick cars come out help prep the track, or they prep the hell out of the track down there?
Yeah, what Chris was telling me, we're going to have a pull my bike there, and he said he has a couple of pull my cars might show up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, if the pull my cars don't, we may have four rail cars that
the lady has some rubber.
Yeah, just the lady has some rubber.
You know, we just didn't want to have 30 cars show up and everybody want to start making passes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And oil
it will. It will happen because this guy's been calling like crazy wanting the class for the cars, and we don't want to throw all that stuff in together.
How about shutdown on the track? How long is it?
It's a nice one, man. I'm going to get – matter of fact, hold on. Let me – I can jump
tell
the
track
of my phone
right 4,000 and some feet long.
Oh, okay, damn it.
Don't worry, they got bushes that'll slow you down.
Chachi, I went to a bush last year. Them bushes don't help.
We're gonna put Chachi at the end with that snow pile on the other end for you.
Those bushes don't help. I went through the sand trap and the bushes at the track last year. That's not nice.
Come on, man. I never did that.
Last year, Jay, I jumped off my bike. I had to jump off.
Damn.
Come on, man, jump off.
Huh?
Damn it. You
got to
jump off the bike.
Shit, jump off and go into that goddamn rail and them fences? I'm jumping off.
Okay. Yeah, you had to put brakes on the bike, though.
I did.
Jump off the bike.
The freaking brakes went out. My line,
okay.
My brakes.
So, but that's a different story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're
I
like, you're like oh, shit, there wasn't enough shutdown area.
We kind of want to put out there that they do require you to have some sort of light, real light on the tail section or something. So what Big J and I decided to do, we're going to have some little mini flashlights with some tie wraps or something. So if anybody needs some lights, I'm just stop either by Big J Trailer. Either we'll have a destination where you can.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Can I bribe you to take some pictures of me? I'll bring you a present. A couple of presents.
You don't have to buy nobody no present, man. I'll get some pictures of you.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about, though, don't you?
I don't.
Hey, I got a new Miss Texas for you, too, baby.
Oh, are you bringing Miss Texas with you?
No, I'm bringing a new Miss Texas.
Okay.
Got me.
Yo.
Okay.
You bring your life. I don't want you looking. I'm bringing a fist full of warrants then. Hey, just give my friend a warning. I ain't playing. What you looking to get in trouble?
So that's the part that's going to play it off. We have several more callers. We're going to go on and open up the lines. For the most hated person it is out there, we're going to open up the line, yeah.
Is that
I never thought I'd be able to gain weight while I was on the phone. Man, I can't believe it. Wait, hold on, don't take my word. I cannot believe that all these big guys are on the phone. I feel left out.
Who you call big guys?
Oh, I was sorry, Chachi. I forgot you're like 101. Come on now.
Who's this?
Oh, this custom egg.
No, man. Yo, listen, man. You know, I never met you. But I know you're a good guy, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The most hated. Now, I love that title. I want to keep it the most hated.
Nah, man. Yo.
Hey.
You know, I like it. I never met you, but I know you're cool. Me and you would get along good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no problem with that. But I just, you know, I feel like we're losing grudge racing by letting all these heavy hitters in the game. You know, let's keep it real. I mean, this event is going to be the heaviest of the year.
Are you going down?
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Actually, the pro bar. I'm bringing Caesar. I'm bringing the whole DTM crew. That pro mod is gonna give me one in the break.
Oh shit! Yo! Hold on 1 second. I got a call from Billy Vos coming in.
Okay. Wow!
I had to do it, yo. Sorry, brother.
Wow. I'm ready to meet all y'all. You know, like I said, I met Big J, you know, all the fellas over that way. I ain't got no gripes with y'all, you know.
Were you at the Rock the last race?
Yeah, I came to the Rock like 2 times this year.
Oh, okay, because, you know, I couldn't come because we had that Hurricane Sandy up my way, so I didn't make it to that race.
Oh, but, yeah. Hey, we appreciate that. Y'all got Obama back in office. I appreciate that. I like the tears that y'all shed. Hey, that helped us out.
Hey,
most
power. I'm a union worker. Union worker. I voted for him, brother.
I'm a white guy. Oh, yeah. You know, some of my best friends are white guys. Now, look.
It doesn't matter about race. It has nothing to do with that. But I'm saying he deserves to be in office again.
Right. You're exactly right. But I got one more tonight announcement. Now, I want everybody to go out on Christmas Day and watch the movie Django. Now, I think that's going to be an Oscar-winning movie out there. So I want everybody to go out and watch the real deal on Black History.
Hey, look, I can't do it.
And the D is salad.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because me and my wife are going on a cruise from December 24th to January 1st.
Well, you know, I'm gonna text that whole movie to you, so you better, hey. Just... I'm gonna text it to you now. But now I want to tell everybody about the race that's supposed to go down this weekend. This Sunday is Run Day Sunday in Bradenton, Florida. I'm supposed to race Lil Mike on his Ken Epperett 1000 with the White Flames. Lil Mike, if you're listening, brother, it won't be a race. You might well shut off at the 3:30. It will not be a race. Trust me. Yeah, don't approach me with a 1000 trying to run me. Don't approach me. But if y'all can make it or just watch Psycho Bike, the video will be up. And I guarantee you, Caesar will be holding the trophy up and the money.
Damn, you got all the boosters scared of you, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, I got one out there that's trying to swim right there by me, and that's Area 51. That's Area 51. Uh-uh. Now, I got to give that bike props. Now, that bike really impressed me, but I don't care. That, you know, I don't care. I'm going to run
him. You ready for him, huh?
Yeah, I'm ready for him. I'm ready for him. Well, you know, next year, yeah, if the price right, yeah, I'll run him, but, you know, I'm not a rich man, but I'm looking forward to coming over there to Fat Tuesdays to watch, you know, and that's the right name for that event, Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday. You know,
it's going to be a Saturday.
I mean, you know, hey, it's still fat.
I mean, you got to look at it. If it's a big mini, you might as well call it something big, huh?
Yeah, you're right, but I mean, guys, come on now. Y'all going to kill grudge racing. Why don't
y'all
just...
How would it sound like you call it Skinny Tuesday?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, y'all killing grudge racing. Why don't y'all just turn
how
the race?
How killing
Y'all wasting all the leather. I can't get a leather suit because y'all buying them all. You know.
Hey, check
so,
out.
I called Vance and Leather. It's like 100 fat guys called in wanting a leather suit.
Doesn't need a cow. He needs a calf.
You want me. You don't want me.
I can't get a leather suit because y'all wasting all the leather.
Hey, my suit's been made for the last 7 years, dog, so they don't mean.
Wow, hey. I can't believe this.
Hey, touch them. You know what they said about me? Touch them. When they made you a leather, you only had the goddamn leg.
Oh, man. Well, I can't.
That announcer, man, three callers that came up. Let's open up these lines and see what these guys have to say. 9499. Your mic is open. 9499. Your mic is open. Okay.
Hold on for you, open. Look, when you open the line up, please tell them to take the chicken bone out of their mouth. Then they can say something. Okay? Now go ahead and open the rest of them.
I'm at work, bro. I can't say nothing.
Your mic is open. 5244. Your line is open.
Wow. Remove the Brunswick stew out your mouth and you can talk. Remove the Brunswick stew out your mouth and you can talk.
Okay, we got one more. 3352. Mic is open.
Uh-huh. Did I hear somebody say something about things get a no booster?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you already know. Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing. But you know daggum well we is trying to wrap Sam Cooke around your head.
Hey,
you need to tie some of them damn dreads up with something, so we're going to put Sam Cooke in them motherfuckers.
Now, you need to talk to Chachi. You need to talk to Chachi because you don't want none of this. You need to talk to Chachi. Chachi, will you get my lightweight?
Bro, like, you going to put the chain gang on?
You'll hear it. We're going to shoot his little ass with a damn bow. Everything.
Shoot him with a paintball.
He is in trouble. He is. Hey, that's my boy, too. I like the dude. But I got to tear his ass up. And you know what I told you when I seen you, when you were down at Rockham, and you riding that 1976, thought you were scaring somebody. My boy's bullshitting me. But I got a bag up playing this year. It's called Operation Don't Give a Fuck. Me and that motherfucker Rose. He ignorant just like me. So I don't give a damn what you get on. I'm going to get your ass.
Who are you talking to?
You got SVP? WOW?
You talking to Custom X or Chachi?
I'm talking to X.
Oh, okay.
ZX.
Nah,
you know, I got a cow. I got a cow, so I got a ZX. So I'm going to talk to CX.
Okay. Well,
and you know,
I'm
not going to say nothing to you. Until I heard you talk about you ain't scared of number Area 51. We're going to show you.
Look, I'm going to tell you now. Tackle Boss, Prices, and all them boys wanted me to be scared of them. I don't wipe them off the face
man,
of the earth.
Hey.
The earth. You told me to take care of them white boys,
and
I took care of them.
I know. You did, too, dog. I'm glad. But Tackle Boss cool as hell, man. Mississippi white boys cool. But they're priceless. That damn Rogaine-eating motherfucking faggot, a.k.a. character. Damn him. Damn actor.
Yeah. But
he going to send his bite to ACP and Cecil Richmond. Why the hell can't he just go to VMP and get his ass? That motherfucker, he ain't ran nobody up this way. Up here. And he the most motherfucker. He talking about his bike blowed up. Well, look at all the wins he got on the board.
Yeah.
And now one of them get down. But then they're going to try to kill your win. You know, I don't like that. Everybody lose.
But see, one thing about that, Alex, is that I didn't ever mention what happened in the first race. I blew up in front of them. They so-called blew up behind me. That's a totally different. That's the difference. But you know what?
I told them at the end of the line, just like they told me, don't cry about a motherfucker. He got the money. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you got to wear that shoe, don't you cry.
Thank you.
I told Randy better be ready to run or ready to do something different. This is a racing world. Yeah. All that other stuff, the hell with it. But we're trying to run something.
They talking about they want to run 10 stacks. He needs to take that 10 stacks and buy him a toupee to go on that ball spot. How you going to be 20 years old with a ball spot?
Yeah. I will say this. If that race goes in February, I'm going down to the finish line. I'm going to see him hit from the finish line.
And, you know, and I don't want to talk
about it. Hey,
CZ. Yes, sir.
CZ.
Yes, sir.
Tell them they won't run for that. All they got to do is bring the bike up here, get that rack to some bitch fixed, and let's go to VMP, and we'll point our bikes out, and we'll see what the hell going to happen. Tell them don't talk that money shit everywhere else but the place they need to talk about it.
Alex, haven't you realized that when you told me to take care of them boys, I took care of them. You have yet to hear them come online since they got their foot handed to them. Custom eggs. Look, I don't want to put anybody out of racing, but if you have to get out after you lose to me, well,
that's usually where you're at, Gene. Hey, I'm telling you, that mug crazy, man. Like,
you know,
I told him, and then they try to talk junk about Sam. All right? Sam told them boys that just keep their dadgum funk out money. Because they couldn't even race. But then they went around and dogged the man out. You know what I mean? Always want to lock something up. You know what I mean? It's what it is, man. But Tackle Box, he will run. But and then they win on some bullshit and won't run back.
And won't
so
run
what
back.
They do that at?
Yeah. And begging me for a race back. Begging me for a race back. But I'm going to tell you, they don't want none of this. They don't want to run. They don't want to run. And that got juice, that prune juice on Psycho Bike, that's his name, prune juice. Uh-oh.
All them damn muscles. I told him about all them damn muscles.
But
when you got, hey, when you, hey, I worked with the damn weightlifting champ, motherfucker, bench press 600 some pounds, all this and that. Big ass muscles. Something as weak as hell. I put this gut on him in a day. Believe it. Don't go get it, come with it. Us business is real.
I don't know why y'all always getting back to the guts. I mean, I hate not being able to see my belt buckle. You know, guys, I want to tell y'all something. Now, I want to issue out some good encouragement. Look, lose the weight. Lose the weight.
Okay. Well, let me give you something.
You lose your weight.
I'm
a big boy.
You know what you just did? You just okay. Well, want to see your motherfucking shape up. I don't like to see no round ass shape up. But
Alan,
that's your custom.
No.
I chose to drink beer, eat, and go to sleep.
Okay. I'm not trying to get.
Hey,
I'm not trying to step on no toes.
Hey,
but,
you know what, no custom.
I'm hard to work on right now, but
I'm drinking now too. I just went and picked up me two hams, and we getting drunk, talking shit, and all that. But look, remember this,
hey,
custom. You know, hey, I'm gonna go on Psycho Bike. I'm gonna put my high school pictures up when I was a rapper and stuff and all that.
Everybody
you
know what?
Do you see? Do you see the most beautiful is women when you was in school? Did you see it when they get 40? They go to getting ugly. All right, then that what the fuck happened to me.
No,
my days of being in shape, running 10 miles, that shit over. Now I'm traveling the fat world. Look, have you ever been fat? So you don't know what it's like to be fat.
No,
look,
I won't.
Let me tell you.
Like
I know. But look, let me tell you something. If a motherfucker stab you with a knife, your little ass is going to come out the front. He stabbed me, I got a chance of living. You do your damn math,
you know,
nigga.
Now I'm mad. Because
hey,
you know what? That's
hey, trust
blow.
Me.
That's a low blow.
Hey, y'all skinny motherfuckers.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, look.
Hey, Alex.
If both of us got sick, I got some extra weight to get a damn doctor.
You know what? That's a low blow. You know, that's a low blow. No,
2 weeks of soup, you a dead motherfucker.
Hell,
I'm going to start looking like you want to say.
All right.
That's a low blow. You going to call me fat?
I didn't call you fat. I called you skinny.
I don't give a damn, man. I don't care.
I mean, put the beer can down. Come on now.
No. Hell no.
Man,
the only enjoyment I get.
Go ahead. Calls here. Wants to come in. We're going 60-40. Your line is
I hope, I hope they skinny, caller.
60-40, your line is
open. Oh, I hate to say they hope skinny when they call.
Man,
TZ, no bullseye. It's rough being fat, man. Everything costs more. See, from small to extra large is one price. When you go to put the X's on there, you got to pay.
Hey, and look,
you see a big cool nigga, and when we go buy the lotion, you can use yours like 20 days. I'm going to run out before you, dog, because I got a lot more to put on.
Hey, shopping for clothes, you can go out to the kids section. We can't.
Right. Let me tell y'all something. Now I'm not trying
when
to.
When you go,
on
hey, hey, look, and then like now, the average motherfucker wears size 28. He buying all the 36s.
Alice,
we not gonna go buy no goddamn 50s.
Alice, let me tell you something now. Let me get a word in. Look, to all y'all big guys out there, look, just move out the way of the buffet. I want to eat too. You know, you ain't got to eat the whole thing.
So what you gonna eat? You can put on a
stage. If I told you how much I ate, you would laugh.
Because it's all in beer.
Hey, you would laugh, but when I eat, I'm gonna go to bed.
Man, I want to
get drunk. I'm gonna have fun.
Pause it for 1 second. 5155. Your line is open.
Alex.
Uh oh, that's somebody white.
Say it.
Down,
hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
It's me. It's not you, Alex. He can't hardly talk because he's having trouble getting the words out. Look, lose weight and you can talk. Don't call me.
See? He get all emotional, want to get off the phone when I go to fucking with him, but there he go with another fat slip joke.
I'm sorry.
Cigarette. That's what you're talking.
Hey, I forgot it was like fat calling. It's like, it's
what's the name? 5155. What is your name?
He's smoking the wet cigarettes.
Come on, buddy, speak up, man. These ain't nothing but a clown on him.
60-40, y'all.
Follow
one
of my homeboys.
60-40.
They know better than fuck with me when I be drinking. You know how I am. There you go.
Chris.
What's up, Mo?
60-40. Who is it?
Take the chicken wing out your mouth and say your name, please.
Hello.
We won't hurt you. Say your name.
He just said it.
What did he say?
Hey, you know what, Custer?
Yeah.
My son is representing the skinny days. So fuck that. What you want to do with him?
Your son ain't ready. See how him, look, see how him get in his class. Ain't no uh-oh.
What's his class?
Ain't no
uh-oh.
Ain't no uh-oh.
Hey.
Ain't no uh-oh.
This is for the record.
Look, don't come up here trying to act like you a big dog. You didn't show up at the last grudge event. Don't try to act like you a big dog. I got the job done. I took care of them white boys. I did your job.
Yeah,
so
man, I couldn't, man. Hey, we have some shit going on in the camp, man.
Okay, so why you up in front like I don't race nobody? Y'all come to the grocery,
I didn't
race. Don't try to front. Now,
you
I can't go,
you didn't race.
You told me to take care of them white boys, and I said
I was the first
left.
One to call you, remember?
Oh,
I
yeah,
called
you.
But
hey,
you were too
look,
busy celebrating. You didn't get a chance to move to the next day.
Hey,
I said I
won't
be the first one to tell you hand in hand, thank you.
Hey, Alice, you had jokers running around the track trying to find me because you wanted to thank me.
That I did. What if I was going to tell a lie?
So why
that's
you
exactly
coming
what
on,
I did.
Why you coming on the air calling me out? Bro, we can do this any day. Let me
no,
get
I
in.
Ain't calling you out. You just said you wasn't getting no booth, and you know damn well I told you. We're
oh,
going to
no.
get you. We're going to be cool, but we're going to get your ass.
No, look
anytime.
Here, don't fight. Don't fight no grizzly bear, dog. Because I bite.
Uh-oh.
You, hey, you ain't nothing but a
rabbit. You know what you are? You a rabbit.
No, you ain't nothing
you
but a
rabbit. You ain't got no damn big teeth. You a damn rabbit.
I took care of the boys you couldn't take care of. I took care of the white boys you couldn't take care of.
I know, man. I couldn't. They gave me hell, too.
Hey, you say what you want about me?
Al, everybody, and not Al Jordan. Al Custom Cuts, thank you for kicking their ass. Everybody hear me. And that, hey, and that's true. And yes, I got a custom cut picture in my house. I had it before he kicked their ass, though.
Yeah,
my son love it.
Yes, sir.
And right over there with the rest of his damn motorcycle races.
And you know what, Alex? I don't want nobody to think, and this goes to everybody that's weighing over 150 pounds on the air tonight. I don't have nothing to
beat. I gotta get on, man. I gotta get off, dog. Damn it, boy. Hey, Dean, they gonna throw me off grudge talk, man, because I'm fat.
I mean, I can't help that you can't get up on the table. What's up, Chris? What did you say?
He's still wondering, are you still going to accept that race with him?
If he gives me one.
He ain't going to run it.
He ain't going to run no 1,000. What you mean 1,000? Look, Chris, if he give me one in the break like we talked about, I will lock that race in. Before
you
sure do.
You just said you want to get a 51. You said nobody better not talk to you with a 1,000.
No. We talk about a ProMart. Now, I'm racing ProMart. I'm totally against street bikes. Look, Chris, if he give me one in the break like we talked about, and it was recorded, and we lock it in a week before the race go down, I will do that.
Who got a ProMart?
Some crazy fool from Kansas City. If he listen, you a fool. Because, you know, when you get beat by
I thought you were talking about Kenny. I know.
Oh, no. This is Kansas City. This is Kansas City.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Come on, man. Worldwide.
Seriously, ProMart, Willie Balls and all?
Willie Balls and all.
Well, why you don't run Dan then?
No. Look. Dan already told me
Honeycutt.
He can't get past me. He don't need to run nothing out of DTM or the ProMod.
Hey, Rob Honeycutt. Hey, he's gonna fly.
Man, let me tell you something, man. We talking about that dude that Chris. Chris, what's old boy's name?
I don't know.
Robert.
I think it was Rod or someone.
Rod, if you listen tonight, can you please call in and press 1? So we can lock this race in, because I'm gonna tell you, I already peep you out on the internet, and no 450 ain't gonna.
And the break don't cost. Oh, y'all gonna run the quarter? ProMod don't run no damn quarter.
Look, we gonna run the quarter mile.
Oh, he's fucked. He's gonna beat the shit out of your eighth, though. He'll beat the shit out of your eighth.
Look, you can't even predict the future with me. You can't predict.
Oh yeah, but I'm serious. Them guys on ProMod, they ship all 5 gears in the damn eighth.
Alice, let me tell you something. Get on YouTube and look up Texas ProMod race or whatever they had over there the last time. Sorry. And look at that orange ProMod. He ran a 460 something. Man, I do that in my sleep.
A 460.
A 460 in the 8.
And he happy. And he going to give you a bike and a break. Shit.
Yeah, and I'm real happy.
I don't mind.
I
hope he's sandbagging.
He better be sandbagging because I seen his belly coming out the leather suit.
Oh, he's a big guy. Oh, man. That's good.
No. Squash that. He's a fat guy.
He's getting busy then. I thought he was a little dude.
Man, in this race thing, I ain't got no love for no guy over 150 pounds because this is the weight class you need to compete.
Don't come out here with your weekend, though, because your test is going to be this weekend when you run a little Mike. Word to the wise, I never let a Puerto Rican beat me. Little Mike is probably 155.
I thought he was smaller than that, though. I mean,
he was,
I'm looking at
little
clips on.
Well, after the tacos and bean patties, he'll probably be heavier than that.
Damn.
We got another caller here, guys, so we're going to go ahead and open up the mic.
That is.
3556.
Kansas City called. Afraid the fool from Kansas City called.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know I ain't going to let you get away with that, don't you?
As long as I still get my one in the break, we can do it.
You know what? You know what? I done did my research, brother, and I done found out you ain't as tough as you bad as you say you're going to be.
Well, as long as I get my one in the break.
You know what, I'm going to tell you something else. I ain't going to play no games with you on the line. When the light changes green, you go, then I'm going to go. It ain't going to be you sitting there waiting to see who's going to leave first. We ain't going to do
that.
Oh,
no.
If you want to play games, then I ain't you got to be racist.
What you talking about, Kansas City? You giving me one in the break.
You got ten seconds to leave.
Hey, once both of them stage up, y'all got to set the rule though. If he don't leave within 10 seconds, he lose.
My bike ain't set up like that to sit there on two step for 10 minutes.
I got the same thing you got. You better
well,
go.
You know what?
No, you don't.
You don't got the same thing because you ain't got a bar. You ain't got the
Uh-oh.
Same thing.
Wait,
you ain't
hold
got
on,
a bar.
I ain't got a bar.
You really ain't as fast as I am. That's why I'm giving you a head start and a hit.
Okay, let me put it like this.
If you're so tough, line up straight.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to beat you. I'll give you the best time. But if you as tough as you say you are, you don't need no hit.
No, you know what?
Because a back tire, as long as your bike is a back tire, at least a 10%.
Wait, hold on. You see how he's trying to backpedal out of it? I want what you say you're going to give me.
Your mouth talked you out of it.
Ain't no mouth talking out of it.
Homeboy, I take care of what I need to take care of. Ain't my mouth ain't talking out of it.
I ain't betraying to be the fastest dude, and I ain't the slowest. But I tell you what, if you ain't finna sucker me in a situation of kind of game, some kind of game on the line. If your bike is tough, you'll get the back tire. I'll give you that because I'm a willy ball.
I didn't sit there and watch the grudge bike,
but I've been watching them and seeing what they do. They sit there and sit in line.
This man really don't know me. No, you need to really know me. Kansas City, here's what I'm going to do for you. If you ride your motorcycle, I will cut the clock on, and I guarantee you on a solo pass, I go faster than your Pro Mod with you on your Pro Mod.
If you're going to beat me all around the board, line up with me then.
No, because you already knew you were going to compete with me. You better stay in your class, fat boy.
You know what? I'd rather be a fat boy than a little skinny boy like you.
I told him. If you stab your ass with a little knife, he's going to kill your ass. A big motherfucker got a chance of winning.
We talking about two totally different things, but I guarantee if he give me that one to break, he ain't gonna be able to go home.
You want to bet?
You ain't gonna be able to go home.
But you know, like I said, I'm willing to give you the back time all day long. But that 10 seconds,
hold on.
I can't sit there on two steps forever.
You know what?
You know what? I tell you what. If I don't leave right when the green light come down, you get your money. I guarantee you, I'm going to cut the tree down on you with the hit. You give me that back kind of hit, I'm going to leave dead on the green.
As long as you ain't playing no games, I'm still
waiting. Man, look here. You going to give me what you say you're going to give me, and I guarantee you, if I don't leave dead on the green, you get the money.
If you don't leave on the green, if you don't, well, you know what?
It'll be green for hours.
You get the money.
Soon as the light changes green, we both taking off, because that means you move.
You know what? You know what? I guess it'll be horsepower against horsepower. It'll
well,
be horsepower against horsepower. Because you know what? You're going to give me that hit.
And I don't know, weigh you about 70 pounds or better.
Man, I don't care nothing about
still,
that, man.
I'm still going to go by you.
I don't care nothing about that.
Take the hit.
Man, come on, man. Promar. I'm racing a Promar, dog.
Well, you claiming you're the biggest and baddest. You hollering about how bad the man is.
And then
your partner's going to get online talking about a funny bite? Man, y'all some clowns in Kansas City.
Well,
that's why nobody don't
know
about y'all. Y'all's a clown.
You're going to know after 23rd about me.
You know what? And y'all talk about me, and you trying to race a doggone bike with no willy balls?
Hey, but you don't want to run around going like you big, bad, and tough, and I'm
letting
you get a head start.
I am.
And I'm giving you the back tire. What else you want? I'm trying to make it even.
I want your money. That's what I want.
You and about 50 million other people want.
And you know what?
That ain't nothing.
And I'm going to get it.
I'll tell you what, if I put it up, I ain't worried about it if I lose it that now.
You're all right. That's what you say.
But you know what? But let me tell you something. You forgot the second bet, didn't you? I said I put my little rider on. If you beat me the first race, then I put my little rider on.
I understand that. And what did I agree to? This show.
Well, you agreed to. But you know, I ain't going to need him because that's my bike. I ain't going to need him.
Man,
I'm going to go buy
him. Man, whatever.
Every show
is recorded. And I done peeped you out on video, too. And, bro, let me tell you something. Zip your leather suit up.
I can do it. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, because you know
you
don't got this cup in a hole. You don't sit there and watch me
you
on
know
YouTube
what? You
all
know
week.
No, nah, you know what? I've seen you win one race because the dude's motor blew up. I didn't even see no more.
I don't know the dude's name. What color bike? It was white?
I believe so.
And his motor blew up.
Nothing to his motor?
Hey, look, that's racing, bro. That's racing.
Well,
what you
right.
talking about?
That's, you know, you yeah, that's racing.
Okay, did you see the race before that when my motor blew
no.
up? But you don't hear me say nothing about that.
Well, but you know what? Let me tell you something. It's like this. You know, racing is that's gonna happen.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? Your motor gonna blow up? A Promar
well,
racing
you know,
a doggone street bike. Racing a
you
street
ain't got
bike.
No damn street. No, now what you just tell me, y'all? We got the same thing. Is that what he just said, y'all? He just said that.
Yep.
He got the same thing. That's just what come out of your mind.
He just claimed he can out ETN mile an hour.
And
I really believe that. And we cut the clock on and race time for time through the quarter mile. I turn a better ET in miles
per
hour.
I find that hard to believe. You know why? Your shit crawled to the 330.
Yeah, it do. But it make it to the finish line faster than anything I don't race against.
Look
so
like
you
a 1.460 foot. Look
and,
like
yeah,
about a 1.460 foot.
Yeah, that's what I do.
A
1.460 foot.
About a 1.4, 1.3 probably at best.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Don't tell me a 1.30.
No, that's all I do. A 1.30. A 1.32.60 foot. That's all I do. And you know what, Kansas City? I'm gonna see you back home looking like a fool because them guys on the line right now.
No, you know
you
the one.
They gonna be with me.
Look like a fool. If you better do better than a 1.30, you better come
that's
better than the team.
That's all I can do.
You got a record on that one, huh?
That's all I can do. That's why I need one in the hit. That's why I need one in the hit.
We got another caller. 18.7. Look, your line is open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, Mr. Jones?
What's going on? Who is this?
Well, you know who this is.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
This is Kansas City. What's the problem with the one in the break, man?
What's the problem, man? It ain't no problem, but I just can't sit there and wait on him to go with me being on Tuesday.
No, we don't play them games. Within 5 seconds,
we're
going to leave.
You know, I don't... 5 seconds. I don't want to sit there on 2 steps for 5 seconds.
Man, that's like 2 steps, 5 seconds. You need to take it home.
Well, then you know what? I guess I'll take it home.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I was just joking. Don't do that. Don't do it. Come on. Come on to the race now. How much you weigh, Kansas City? On the real,
On the for real, when I'm suiting up, about 225, 230.
Oh, man. No, we're going to beat that one to break. You ain't no big guy. Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a big guy. That's not my side.
Yeah, got your side, man. Look, we both two-stepping. I got a two-step. You got a two-step. I'm not. What do you mean,
I'm just trying to throw this out here.
No, I thought you said you were 270.
No, I thought
you said you were 270. No, see, these guys out here claiming that, you know, a Black Caesar slow. What kind of times y'all think Black Caesar do?
Well, you know what, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't heard that you got a fast pot. I didn't heard that. You know, I ain't taking nothing away from it. I didn't heard you got a fast pot. So I'm giving you that. I'm giving you that. I know you ain't no slouch.
What's the best you can do, Kansas City? What's the best you can do?
We're going to find out on the 23rd. On the
one in the break. One in the break.
You know what? As long as he takes off when the lights come down green, then we cool.
Okay. How many motors you got with?
Well, I don't need but one.
Oh, okay. Well, you ain't no real racer. Football have more than one. Oh, Lord. Come on. That's all we need. We might run your head up, man.
I need is one. Who said that?
I said Mike.
I can't believe he got a pro on the line negotiating with a dog on Outlaw Street Mike. You know, but I'm approving
him. I done seen some of them Outlaw bikes go. They run. They go. I know they ain't no punk. They go.
And you know what?
Like you said, they the same bike, but then you, in one breath, you say they the same, but then you say you got a street bike. Make up your mind. Which one you got?
I got both. I got a hybrid. But, look, let me offer this to you. If you give me one in the break, and if I beat you, I turn back around. If you're willing to do it, I turn back around and race you head up. The same race.
Well,
I race you head up.
I mean, you can call it what you want, but you ain't going to beat me. I ain't worried about it, but I mean, we can throw whatever stipulation we want.
I mean, okay, that's cool. But I see you trying back in tonight to clear everything up. Because you know why? You're scared of me.
You're scared of me. You know what?
I know Larry McBride,
see if I'm scared of Larry. Larry, I know you sure ain't going to scare me.
Larry McBride?
Yeah, come on, man. You know how you called Larry McBride the other day, you know? You was acting like you were calling Larry on that funny bike. I said, call him. I bet I don't get off the phone.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
We got another call.
I 1776.
Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Ken Warren from Oklahoma. I race with Rod Mansall. I'm the little brother that rides the Pro Mod.
Yay. Somebody give him a cookie.
No, tell him what. Tell him bring them a Top Gas bike with the same size tire we got, and we'll run them head up with the bars on it.
I like that.
Bring a Top Gas with the same size tire. Right. We'll run your head up.
I like that.
And put your Pro Mod mode on if you want to.
I mean, you ain't what you changed. You ain't changing nothing.
I mean, we got the same size tire.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, last week.
That's in your favor, man. You got bars. We don't.
So they know, man.
Mine gonna stay just like it is. I ain't changing.
And
I
tell you, bring it up. We will cut the clocks on. We'll cut the clocks on.
I always cut the clock on.
You ain't got no reason not to cut it on.
I'm running slow, but I'll be ready on the 28th.
Yeah, the 23rd.
Whatever day they talk about.
Yeah, you do.
Let me ask you.
You know
what? We're
going to
bring a couple pro miles to where y'all at. Chris,
what'd you say?
No, I was asking Ken.
So you gonna bring any outlaw bikes over with you, or you just?
I sold my outlaw bike to Alex down there in Texas.
Okay, okay.
I wish I still had it for this little booster with Slick and Slaughter. I couldn't find no races like that whenever I had it, but it's weak, whatever.
Sometimes you got to travel, my friend. You know, you're way out west, okay?
You're right. I'm just saying.
I mean, sometimes you got to travel, but you know what? If your money right, go buy a bike, and I guarantee you a race. You know, why don't you do that, kind sir? I'm not trying to step on your toes. I don't know you. You know, I don't know
is
if
that,
you're...
Is that the bike that burned up on Alex? That's the same one that caught on fire?
No, that's
all right.
They'll
be there.
I don't race no bike that burned up.
Alex Hughes?
That bike will be there.
It will be that. It will be that custom cut, so you might have put your foot in your mouth. Better
good.
Go on, let me get in the car. Hold on. I'm getting in the car. I'll be right back.
Look, can anybody locate
got a
that
top one? Gas out there they want to bring? Head up. Top gas.
Hey, Chris.
Anybody on the phone, top gas.
Now, you know, ACP bike, do you? I think, would be that too. Joy be riding his own bike up.
Well, he'll get the brake. Joy get the brake. If you're listening, you get the break.
Joy probably not going to take that race because he giving up, about 100 pounds?
Okay. He get one in the break.
Yeah, the Cookie Monster, you know, we'll let the Cookie Monster stay in his lane. Already I beat him. I beat him in submission, retirement, to the point he had to ride his own bike.
But, I tell you what, we're getting the back kind of eight.
Hey, JP, let me tell you something now. The 1,000 that we beat in Cecil, I heard it's out in Texas. Chris, you know which 1,000 I'm talking about?
The one you beat in Cecil?
Yo, that Chris Moore Road.
Yeah, I think I know the bike you're talking about.
We call it Mr. Give Up because it gave up.
They said that bike is in Texas now. If you can locate the owner of that bike...
I just did locate him. I just sent him a number. He probably calling in a minute.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, the bike is in Texas. I sold it to him.
Yeah.
The bike will be in Louisiana on the 23rd.
Oh,
it sure
we
got to
race with him yet? Oh, y'all want to raise that?
Hey, Chris, you remember the bike, don't you?
Huh?
You remember the bike, the black bike color? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, if Alex had got it right, I'd be more willing to ride it down there in Louisiana on the 23rd.
Okay. Well, they definitely will be there with that bike.
Look here, the fastest. Look, all jokes aside, now I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes. I know I said a lot about fat people tonight, but the fastest bikes come out the east. The fastest bikes come out the east. We got the best mechanics. We got the best setups over this way. I've never heard of anything fast coming out the west.
The only thing they got over there around the west is a bunch of wind and a hot weather. They couldn't even grow corn over there last year.
Okay.
Hey, y'all get y'all corn up over there because we had to shut down these plants over here, these biofuel plants. Y'all get some corn over there next year. Even you lose jobs over here.
Oh, the only thing.
You're going to sing a different tune after this race. Then what you going to say?
Man, Kansas City, man.
Say,
go on, man. Come on.
This is a damn.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what? You know, I done already told you. I know you got a tough bike. I know your shit's fast. You know, I ain't taking nothing away from you. But after this race, you gonna know that there's something fast in Kansas City.
Can you really brag off of beating a bike with no wheelie bars? But you know what?
You're the one doing all that talking. Now you're the one talking how tough you are and how fast your bike is. You know what?
I don't talk shit
to nobody
I'm
gonna tell you the truth. I got an average pro. My shit ain't like Ashley Owens or Cooper
right,
Farms and them.
And,
you know,
and I'm being straight up.
That's the reason we want to Kansas City.
You know how far Cooper is from us. Cooper is like 30 minutes down the road. But I'm gonna tell you, next time you want to know something about custom eggs, and listen, next time you want to know something about custom eggs, Google me, okay? Google me, YouTube me.
Everything. I tell you what, it don't matter. It don't matter. What Cooper got to do down the street? What that got to do with anything?
I'm saying we're getting that head fixed on when you blow that bike up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's it. Ain't nothing but money, ain't it?
Oh, man.
If I blow it up, I'll fix it right back just like I've been doing. It won't be the first time it didn't blow up, but I'm sure it ain't going
to
be the last.
We trying to get some of them good heads with epoxy floors and everything on it. Now, that's what we trying to do for you.
Oh, you know, I don't need that.
Oh, okay.
I just got a little old quarter stock 1100 head.
Oh, okay. Oh, you run as a Kawasaki?
No, Suzuki.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. He's an amateur. He's so green that, hey.
I'm just saying, everybody think that our 820s would not outrun them bikes. That's all we need to run.
You're right. That's all we need to run.
We're going to be so far in front of you.
You know what? You keep believing that.
Yeah, 820s. I don't see nobody out there going faster than 80s. I mean, they said Airbus is going 80s. I mean.
Chris?
Alex should be on the phone. Alex, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What's up, Alex?
We were trying to find out what the, we have the Outlaw bike over in State Capitol on the 23rd.
We'll be there. Okay. We got our RV spot reserved already.
Okay. Is this the guy that owned the 1000 that I drove?
No. This is the guy with the Outlaw bike.
No, that bike you're talking about is in Houston.
Can y'all get it over there?
I don't know the guy personally. I can find out though.
Okay, what type of bike do you have, sir?
It's a GS.
A GS, okay. I mean, that's cool. Can we run the quarter mile?
Yeah, we should be able to do something now. I think we're supposed to race BMF first, though.
Why you can't run me first?
Because we were supposed to race each other last year, and my bike burned up in front of him, so.
Yeah, but listen, if the money right, will you race me first?
Well, your money is probably longer than mine. I really don't bet that much anyway, to be honest with you.
No, listen. I'm not trying to run you off. Please, Alex. Listen to
man,
me, brother.
Man, the man explained to you already. Man. You're
that's the only, that's about the only way you can run me off is money, because that's something I ain't got much of.
That's what he's trying to do, right?
Yeah, I'm not trying to bet the bank. But what I'm trying to do is every run that I go down the track, I want to be against somebody, even in my shakedown run. Are you willing to run me off the truck?
No, I won't run you off the truck. That's for sure.
Wow, it's no hard in the West.
Wow. How hard your bike been together for years? I just finished my bike last week, so why the fuck would I run you off the trailer? For the bike I just finished last week. I ain't no dumbass.
The race is not
that hard. You stupid.
Please, I know some of y'all running some top gas out there. Please speak up.
I want to know about
you said in the earlier post you coming to Texas, and I told you we run our FBG power against your DTM power, and you didn't say shit.
What'd you say now?
You said in another post on CycleBike that you're bringing your bike to Texas next year,
right.
And I told you we put our FBG power against your DTM power, and we'll see what happens. But you didn't say nothing.
You act like you didn't see the post.
What do you have?
What's that?
What do you have?
I done told you what I have. I have GS.
I just told you that I'm willing to run you off the truck because I don't want to go out there and make passes in front of y'all, and then y'all decide whether y'all can, run me or not.
I ain't worried about running you and watching you and then being afraid to run you. That ain't going to happen. I'm already lined up with somebody anyway.
Okay, let's do this. We just want to see how good that
FBG power put together. We can come on the truck with ours.
Okay, let's do the train.
Good. Y'all bike's been together for several years. My bike hasn't.
No, our bike just got put together, the new motor and everything, just the last, about 2 weeks ago. Now, look.
You raced it this weekend. So you have plenty of time.
I'm putting a new motor on after Christmas. Come on.
You just said you put a new motor in, and now you're backpedaling. You just said you put a new motor in, and now you're backpedaling, so you're putting one in Africa.
Hello, I'm putting my big motor on. Yo, we got one seat now. But look, I give you two shakedown passes, and I'll come off the truck with you. You get two shakedown passes, the 23rd, and I will come off the truck with you.
That'll probably work.
Will it probably work, or will it work?
That'll probably work.
No,
okay,
Wow. Okay, he said the word, Jerry. Again, any top gas out there want to run head up? Head up. I know y'all got a top gas. Somebody else ain't got one.
Hey, I got a promo out, and
a
I promo. Probably still had. Yeah, I got a promo out, but I just sold my outlaw bike to
We're just trying something with this promo. That's all we're doing, man. I ain't trying to
run you with my promo. But what I'm saying is, when I had the outlaw bike, I wasn't scared of no bar bike, no slick slot of Brusa, none of that. It was head up, whatever.
But
and
you
I
also did.
It, I would have killed your cat.
You also didn't come on the East Coast either. Look here, all y'all Westerners, y'all need to stay out that way. Because
hey,
don't come to the
boots,
East Coast.
They got some good boots over there.
Yeah,
I think
they
all make some good John Wayne movies too.
Yeah, that's about it. Because I'm going to tell you, don't no horsepower come out of the West. Don't no horsepower come out of the West.
No, just because
all
football,
what?
Y'all,
the money's been in the West.
No,
I bet
y'all,
that. We're not talking about y'all horsepower, but the only thing about it, y'all got too many fuel regulations out west. Y'all have to put all kind of sensors on your stuff and slow it down. Move over here. We anything goes over here in the south. Anything.
Yeah.
You can run off moonshine over if you want to.
I hear what you're
saying,
but on my behalf, I don't have to pay nobody to work on my stuff. So I turn it up, whatever, blow it up, fix it, whatever, and ride it and tune it. So it ain't no, I ain't got to pay nobody. So, yeah, you can talk about all the best mechanics in the world, but I'm telling you, I'm my own show right here.
Well,
okay,
give you a big chocolate chip cookie, okay? That's all you're going to get from us, a chocolate chip cookie. Because you know what? To beat the boss, you got to pay the cost, and we paying the cost over here. Believe that.
Hey, I hear you. Hey, CC, I ain't got nothing to run you. All I got is my ProMod, and I ain't trying to call you out. You know, you got a street bike or whatever. But,
you raised ADRL.
So, I'll just be running Mansall on this deal.
Look, you really don't know what you're dealing with because we got ProMods in the DTM camp sitting on go. You know, so if you want to race a Pro Mod, dog, I'm telling you, we will get a Pro Mod over there to run you head up, and it would not be a race. So your best race is to race the baby Pro Mod, and that's custom cut. So you better race me. Yeah, a baby Pro Mod. A baby Pro Mod.
A girl or boy?
A girl or boy? Hey, it's a stud. Hey, he's a stud. That's what he is. He's a stud.
Circumcised.
Talking about a girl or a boy. What kind of mess is that? Don't you ever talk about my son like that.
Don't you ever talk about my son like that.
How dare you?
I would never talk about your kids. I'm talking about you, clown.
A clown? Y'all, you a clown. Look in the mirror and tell me if you don't throw up or not.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you what. I can look in the mirror and be satisfied with what I see. What you see?
Yeah, whatever.
Makeup.
Let's leave all that alone. We're on the race.
A man with stretch marks.
Look like a tiger. Bingo tiger.
What kind of man would even think about what I look like naked? Man, get that. Get yourself, man. Get out of here with that, man.
You're the only one on here worrying about
what people look like, man. Get over that, man.
You know what? I can't help that you aren't happy with yourself. You know what? Like
that
told me, go kill yourself. That's
look,
what you do.
I'm look.
it's like this. I'm happy with my way, just like you happy with being a homosexual, right?
Yeah, I'm a homosexual. Leave your wife around me. That's what you do. Leave your wife around me.
So I'm not talking about none of that.
Guys, we got another caller here this time. 9499, your line is open.
Hey, Custom Cuz, don't you start this stuff tonight. Go on outside and kick you some air. There's a lot of heavy hitters out here. You don't want them problems. Go on outside and grab your scooby snack now.
Hey, I'm like this right here. If that dude ever call me out my name like that, he always going to get the gridiron. Believe that.
Man, ain't nobody worrying but you, man. You ain't nobody. It
doesn't matter.
Hey, dude, you the one with the pro mod.
No, nope, it's Big J.
Oh, Deborah, guys. I don't hear which pro mod like.
No, man. Talking about somebody this or that. Man, whatever. You aren't happy with yourself, fat boy.
Man, please, how long it take you to get your hair done? That's what I want to know. How long that take?
2 hours.
You sitting in some dude's lap getting it twisted up.
Hey, 2 hours.
You're not sitting in some dude's lap getting it twisted up.
Uh-huh. You're right. I'm sitting there. You're right. But can't nail one of y'all on this phone line right now beat me. I guarantee you that. All y'all can do is call me this and call me that. But you know, you want somebody to beat me. Y'all hate
and I can say the same thing. I can say the same thing.
Hey, you ain't nothing but a fat hater.
I can say the same
man,
thing.
Let's talk about racing, man. Let's talk about racing.
Please, man.
Let me get this right.
You have about, what, 3 races lined up for the 23rd, correct?
Yes, sir. Promod, one in the break. And I thought to turn back around and race the light rider with one in the break. And then anything after that goes. And I'm going to tell you, when I come to Louisiana, I will have bodyguard.
Ain't nobody worrying about your bodyguard, man.
Mm. Oh, don't worry. I know you ain't.
I'm my own bodyguard.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Hey, Tom got a fat boy as his bodyguard.
I'm trying to offer you a raise and you're steady talking. I'm saying, what would you give me 8 miles?
I don't get on my own bike.
You've been begging since you got on here at 7 o'clock.
Hold on.
I want the dude asking for the race. Now, hold on. Let me talk about
okay.
this here.
Who is this okay. talking about the race? Big J?
Just Big J.
Yeah, well, okay, what's up? What you got? Oh, I mean, well, how long is your bike?
I ain't getting
it
nobody.
It shouldn't matter.
Why are you going to ask all that? Did I ask you?
What is all that stuttering, man?
Oh, man, this man of his stuttering, man. I won't get you excited, man. I tell you what. See, we can't negotiate with you.
Man, look,
you
I didn't ask you all that. Look,
you get the back guy. You get the back guy.
What you going to give me?
The back guy. The back guy.
Nah, I want, no, it's just like you told that man, you want the back tie and the brick. I want more than the back tie.
You get back tie and the brick in the quarter.
Look, you're not going to do the Jedi mindset. What do you need, man? Just shut up and listen to me. You ain't talking to no kids now.
Can you answer one question without running your mouth? What do you weigh? You're about 130 pounds, right?
Man, I'm 165 pounds.
All right, well, I'm 330.
Wow.
I'm 330, 75-inch flat foot slide.
Okay, this is what you get. Now, I'm only doing quarter mile races. You get the back tie and hit in the quarter.
I ain't running you in the quarter mile.
Well, you know what? I can't give you nothing. What do you need?
Just listen to yourself. Look at you. Just say how much you weigh, right? I will not run you in the quarter mile.
I'm just saying,
okay,
what you need to run.
What you need for us to give you an eighth of a mile?
You give me the move.
Get who the move?
Me.
Man, get that dude the move, man. I put this, but get in the move. In the eight. Get in the move.
In the eight.
Get in the move. In the eight.
Back
give me the move. Hey.
No,
no
you,
man, you take the move.
Hey, Big G.
No,
let me
take the move.
Hey, you Big J, you get the move. You get the move in
the
8 mile.
Back behind the brick.
No, man, see,
that's what I'm saying. JP, don't even talk to him no more. Don't even talk
to him no more. If he want to break head to him.
I just told you, back time to break 8 mile.
No,
so
no, 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 man, you ain't getting
that. You get the break in the 8 mile. You get the break in the 8 mile.
You're supposed to be Mr. Bad running pro miles. You can out
18
mile an hour, 4 miles. I'm 330 pounds on my own bike.
Look at him. You just asked us what we'll give you, and we said
the break.
I tell you what, since he's talking, let me back.
Back time to break.
Hey, you can run head up, Ben.
Yeah,
same
my brother weighs 300 pounds. Y'all run head up.
He said he's going to give you the break, Cliff.
No, I can't run with this board.
I can't take that race with this board.
Yeah, I know that because my brother is big, and he'll ride Caesar head up.
I'll take that.
Okay, wait, you know what? You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to take it because we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I'll take that.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what? You just got clowned. I guarantee you ain't going to win.
We you just got clowned.
We're going to bet the house,
too.
You
know what I'm going to tell you what you do? Go on YouTube. Do your little Google search. YouTube and Google Big Ben and see your ass just got clowned.
You Google me. You Google me. You Google me.
Ain't nobody running with you.
Man, because, hey, look here. I'm going to tell you something now. Ain't nobody scared of nothing y'all got over there. You trying to make a name for yourself.
Man, please. Ain't nobody even knew you before you jumped on.
Look, let me tell you something. It always got to start somewhere, bro. Believe that. The only reason why somebody know you is because you cook turkey neck. That's it.
That ain't it.
You turkey neck clown.
I tell you what, Custom Cuts, I make it even better for you.
Oh, man, here we go.
I make it even better. I tell you what, I'm a fool.
So many co-founders.
I'm a fool, and I'm 250. You let me tie it in the eighth. You got action.
I let you tie it in the quarter.
Oh, here you go.
A good tail. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I ain't the champ for nothing.
You got your plastic in tight and rubber bands.
You're right. You're exactly right.
He's scared of that 8-90 question. He's scared of that 8-90.
Yes, yeah, I'm scared of that. You know what? All right. I ain't the champ for nothing. Y'all think I'm stupid.
Shit.
Y'all think I'm stupid.
That is crunch, champ.
Y'all think I'm stupid.
Hey, the fool. Let it fly today.
Hey, the fool, what the fool need to run the quarter? What you need?
With a light rider like that?
Yeah.
Let me put my jockey on her.
Oh.
That's all I need, but I want to take her with the little skinny little freak. Walk around there and little pom-poms on, looking like old Punk.
Like old
twist it up. He got the wind. Hey,
I bet you won't leave your old lady around me.
We're going to put another caller in here. We're going to pause the mic. Let's open up the line. 51-52. Your line is open.
Man, you know ain't nothing in Atlanta but a bunch of punks, and where he come from with his long hair.
Wearing man purses and stuff.
Wow.
Y'all know you go to Atlanta. Y'all know you're going to Atlanta. Ain't nothing but punks down there, and he live from Atlanta.
Wow, who from Atlanta? Who you talking about? I'm from South Georgia. You RuPaul?
That's what Punk's saying. That's still Georgia, fool. You still got that stiff in you.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Don't nobody even know you.
Man, you're going to get just what you're looking for.
And you know, that's what y'all said about them white boys wanting to beat me. You know what? That's wrong with black people right now. Y'all can't join together, though. Y'all a bunch of haters.
Y'all a bunch of haters.
You beat the man. What you want us to do? Get around the campfire and sing Kumbaya or something?
You doggone right.
Get the hell on out of here.
You doggone right. Hater.
Hey, dude, what is it going to take for you to run, man? I told you, you give me the move. In the eighth, you got action. Man, what y'all scared the quarter for all the quarter-mile tracks y'all got?
Hey,
Man, my little girl
went over to me.
We
used to run the 8th. We used to run the 8th mile. Everybody say, get your motor, run the quarter. That's where everybody running out. Everybody want to run to the 8th and want you to give them half track.
They're
calling out heavy hitters.
They don't
know why nobody
won't
run the quarter. Hey, they're scared of Caesar. Ken Warren going to give all he looking for. Ken Warren going to give all he looking for. Hey, you know what? They're scared of Caesar, JP. That's it. They're scared. Yeah, be quiet, Drake. Be quiet. Be quiet. They're scared of Caesar. That's why they get on the internet and look at me every day because they want to be me. They
wow.
Want
to. Wow.
Yeah, they even see my word. Wow.
We trying to see what you got in the zone. That's what we trying to see.
Man, look here, man. Y'all stay out west and crip walk your way to the finish line. And I'm going to run to the finish line. Because I beat the guys that y'all always want to beat. I beat HTP horsepower. And y'all
wow.
Mad at me. Haters. I don't need nobody on my team. I ain't never asked nobody to bet with me. So
I always be on your side.
You know what? I don't need nobody on this phone line right now but one Negro. And he know who I'm talking about. He know who I'm talking about.
You'll never beat them white boys again.
Man, what you talking about? You sound like a clown. You hater. You traitor. That's what you is. You traitor. That's the reason why we can never get free. Huh? You the one that told on the slave. You traitor. You coot the kente. That's all you is. Ain't been back to the Campbell. You know what?
So you talk like you ain't never been out the hood, bro. Huh?
You ain't never been out the
Campbell. Cousin, I got a quick question. What's that about?
Are you going to get those guys a rematch or are you going to let them wear that for
look,
a while?
Ain't gonna rip them no more. Look, let me tell you something, Chris. 2013, if them guys come to the first grudge race, they got action with the cocaine bike. They wanted that. Now, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. After I beat them with the cocaine bike, I turned back around and got in the burnout with the sinister bike. Okay,
they,
so I would have
been glad the chain broke.
You know, so I gave them a chance to get their get back. So can't nobody on this phone line tell me that I'm not
they
a real
you.
And true grudge racer. You got
to
the
chain didn't break. They said them
oh,
that weave you be wearing in your head got caught up in the chain.
Yeah.
Chris, can you bring this person on?
We got a bunch of haters
on
us.
Yeah, we got another caller here. We're going to try to rush him on through. 349 for you. Line is open.
What up, this is Mr. 750. How y'all doing tonight, fella?
What's going on, 750? What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm behind you 150%, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
2013 is going down. 2013 is going down, baby. 2013 is going down.
Yes, sir. And you know what? Y'all heard it firsthand here on Grudge Talk Radio. Custom Eggs has fans out there. Don't pay attention to the haters because there's a lot of haters out west. That's the reason why
that man is glad that he got a boy. He is glad that he got a boy cheering for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey,
he
got
a boy.
He
got a boy. I told y'all he was gay. He got a boy. Yeah.
Hey, you real funny. You real funny. Give me 20 minutes with the missus and watch what happens.
Gonna do what
happens? You ain't gonna get it up.
What you gonna do on him?
Twist it up, put some barrettes on.
Ooh, he look like a boy. He like boy.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of.
Poor guy, we got about another man cheering for
him. So,
real funny.
Jose.
Yes.
We got a. So, man, are you going to be able to ship around any time or are you still going to.
I'm still going to Korea, man. I got my flight date is January 13th, but I'm going to miss this heavy hitter challenge. But I'll be back, and just like I told Custom Cuts,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to meet up.
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
I guess it went off, went off, went off.
No, 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 no
Hello? Hello? Hello?